Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Is your marriage in a slump? Yeah, you heard me right. Would you like to learn how to jumpstart your bedroom? I'll tell you, at my age, I need to jumpstart every room in the house. Have you ever wanted to know what to do and how to start making big changes in small steps?
Okay, you can go ahead and start up.
Can you imagine a fall tune-up? Yeah, fall tune-up for your marriage. Tell me, do you know what you need to do now, what you need to do today? When was the last time you heard about a fantastic, amazing book called The Promise? Or better yet, now would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire with Successimo. She has provided us with wonderful, inspirational, and informative lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce her, I'd love to invite you to call in during the show. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions that you have. I'm pleased to announce that this show today, broadcasting live, is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I'm very honored to be a featured host, and we now have over 150,000 listeners. Isn't that amazing? Now let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. My guest and her husband are the founders of Light Dawns Ministries. They have resided in West Michigan for over 30 years, faithfully committed to the Lord, as well as serving their church. They have three married daughters and six beautiful grandchildren. Family is paramount in her life, and spending summer weekends together at the cottage makes for a very close-knit family. Together, our success coach and her husband authored the book We Promise, 18 Foundational Stones for an Unshakable Marriage. They are available for special speaking engagements as well as marriage seminars. We Promise is endorsed by the National Christian Counselors Association, National Conservative Christian Church, and was recently added as a focus on the family research. My guest is ordained also by the NCCC. She has years of experience in various Christian ministries. She served as part of the leadership team of Healing Rooms of Grand Rapids for over 6 years. She is a medical professional Hurong, with her husband, owns and operates an educational training service called Healing Hearts CPR. I love that title, Healing Hearts CPR. Welcome, Penny Lusendorf, to the show today. So happy to have you back.
Oh, thank you, January, for inviting me back. I'm really excited about today's broadcast.
Yeah, I am too, and so is my husband. He wants to hear how we're going to jumpstart our marriage. Well, as I said, I could jumpstart every room of our house. This is a great topic today because I know a lot of people, their marriages are in slumps, and don't you find that so true these days?
Oh, absolutely, January. As you know, my husband and I, we do a lot of marriage counseling, and
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, all the couples that come to us for counseling, they all have some type of dysfunction in their sexual union together. It doesn't matter whether they're newlyweds or they're senior citizens. By the time they've come for marriage counseling, it has definitely affected the sexual aspect of their marriage. So that's an area that we are constantly addressing as we counsel couples.
You know, I'm so happy to hear that you deal with the sexual aspects. I'm all in favor of counseling, and I always tell people that going to a marriage counselor is going to be a lot cheaper and less painful than going to a divorce lawyer. I think it's a preventative thing to do to keep your marriage on track. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people don't seek out marriage counseling until their house is burnt down. Okay?
Yeah.
There's nothing left but some coals. And if people, when they start having a few issues, would just seek out professional counselors or maybe a older married couple who has a successful marriage, they could get over some of those humps before major issues began to develop in their marriage.
Right, right. I want to share a story about a young couple that we know, and they were engaged, and they actually started going to counseling during their engagement period to lay the groundwork for a successful marriage. I think that's a fantastic idea.
Oh, absolutely. We always encourage engaged couples to get into some type of pre-marriage counseling. Actually, our book was born out of us counseling pre-married couples, and then we made it fuller so we could envelop not only the pre-marriage couples, but marital couples. So when we did actually form it into a book, we were addressing both couples who are engaged and those who are already married because we wanted to touch both aspects there. But if you can get a young couple into a solid pre-marriage counseling program prior to marriage, they are going to have so much more success in marriage because they are laying a solid foundation, and you're actually able to have that preventative thing in there. We can cover things that they never even thought about, prior to marriage, and resolve some issues that may be under the surface before they ever enter marriage.
Yeah, yeah. I think that is such good, wholesome, healthy advice for people who are contemplating marriage. You know, we're going to hear from our sponsor right now, Reverend Penny, but when we come back, I would like to share your website information with our listeners. Also, I'd like to share how they can get your book, and then let's talk about some concrete, practical suggestions that you can give us for our fall marriage tune-up and jump-starting our bedroom. We'll be right back with Reverend Penny.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do, and the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back. This is January Jones and my wonderful guest, the Reverend Penny Lucenor. Penny, I want to share with my listeners that you are a very prolific success coach at Successimo.com, and you've posted fantastic articles. They're all informative and very inspiring, and we're thrilled to have you and share you on the show with our listeners and with our subscribers at Successimo. Could you share with us now your website information and where we can get your book?
Certainly. My website is www.lightdawns.org, which is LIGHTDAWNS.org. And on that website, it has links to my other websites. It also has a link to our publisher where you can buy our book directly. Okay. Or our book is also available like at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or you could get it from any local bookstore. If they didn't have it on the shelf, you could certainly have them order it for you.
Sure. And is your book in Kindle form yet?
Absolutely. You can get it through Amazon, and Barnes & Noble, I know, do have it in ebook form.
Okay. Terrific. And I highly recommend it. Also, now, Penny, let's have some tips that you can give us, some concrete suggestions for our fall tune-up for our marriage and to jumpstart our bedroom.
Certainly. Now, in a previous broadcast, we focused on the importance of flirting with one another, so I'm not going to jump into that because we already covered that in a previous broadcast, but that is highly important, is learning how to flirt with one another. Another really valuable tool that will really help you in the sexual aspect of your marriage is knowing each other's temperaments, okay? Because all temperaments are different. They all have strengths and weaknesses. And we all react differently when it comes to the emotional, physical aspect in the sexual union area of our marriage. And if we know each other's temperaments in that area, it also helps us understand each other, you know, how much we like of this and that and how we respond to this, that, and the other thing. So knowing your temperaments is a really great tool. Something else that is really vital when it comes to establishing a healthy sexual union is developing healthy boundary lines around our marital relationship and around other relationships outside of marriage. so that no mistrust issues develop. Okay? When we start crossing healthy boundary lines and mistrust starts to develop between spouses, that will create a dysfunction in the sexual aspect of marriage.
Okay.
Something else that has a negative effect when it comes to marriage is stress in the workplace,
mm-hmm.
overcommitting yourself, you know, through volunteering or participating in a lot of extracurricular activities that takes you away from your spouse too much. So if you also put healthy boundary lines in those areas and also try to work on de-stressing yourself from the workplace, that will help enhance your relationship with your spouse, which will, you know, also enhance your sexual union. Another issue that's really paramount is developing intimacy, okay? Because sex without intimacy will die and become a meaningless act. So when we can develop sexual intimacy, it will lead to a great sexual life, and it also give great stability for our marriage. And I can't think of a better way to develop sexual intimacy than that of studying your spouse, getting to know them better, their likes, their dislikes, their dreams, and entering into those aspects of their life also, becoming a part of them, okay? So that you are truly becoming one and becoming each other's best friends.
Yeah. And you know, I think a really fun thing to do, and it may sound old-fashioned, but I like to think we can have date nights where you actually go out and go to a movie or a dinner and create a little special environment. I think that helps with intimacy.
Oh, absolutely. It's vitally important that we keep the dating process going. See, when we are dating each other prior to marriage, we're in this aspect of wooing one another. Mm-hmm. We have on our best facade, okay, and our ultimate goal is to lead to matrimony. So we overcome any inhibitions we have, all right, to meet the aspects of the other person. And if we would take that further into our marital relationship instead of just settling into the normalcy of life, right? And we would always put that other person first, you know, die to self, put your spouse first, their needs and their desires, and, you know, always be building them up, finding things about them that you can build them up in and admire them in and be their cheerleader, you know, and keep that dating relationship going so that there's always a freshness there in your marriage. That's, that's
so often
vital.
You slip into a slump and you don't even realize it's happening. You know, home, every day's the same and you get bored with each other, and you have to really shake things up sometimes. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely you do, and you're right. We all have that tendency to just slip into a slump, and that person that we live with on a daily basis ends up being treated in a less way than we would our coworkers or our boss. You know, that should be the person that we are trying to impress the most, if you want to say it that way. And find ways to please them, you know, and to bless them. And you know what? Blessing is actually contagious.
Oh,
if we could actually learn how to bless our spouses and find ways to bless them, pretty soon we will start receiving that back because it's contagious, you know. When you're good to someone and you're good to them long enough, you start becoming a recipient of that also. So that's, you know, a vital thing, you know, for your marriage.
It goes back to the more you give, the more you get, and that's so true. We're going to hear a brief word about your host right now, Penny. But when we come back, I want to address your book. I want to ask you what makes your book different than so many other books that are on the market these days. We'll be right back with Reverend Penny Lusendorf.
Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back with the Reverend Penny Lusendorf. This is January Jones sharing successful stories with you today. Now, Penny, you and your wonderful husband wrote this book, We Promise, together, and I'm pretty impressed with that because having a co-author is difficult usually, but having your husband, wow, that must have been quite a project. How long did it take you to write your book?
We probably worked on it for about a year and a half, the actual book part of it.
And working together, was it difficult, or did you have a good flow going back and forth after all these years of marriage?
You know, absolutely not. It actually was a joy working on it together.
Okay.
And I think because we both focused on different aspects of the book,
uh-huh.
All right, I think that that's what made it go well for us, is because I had my part and he had his part.
Okay.
And we did collaborate together, obviously, but I think that we were both on board with the project, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was just such an encourager because I did the writing aspect of it for the most part.
Uh-huh.
And he was so encouraging to me that it actually became a very, very joyful thing for us working through this whole process of, you know, getting it finished, getting
mm-hmm.
it published, and then, you know, actually having it out on the market.
What makes your book different from all the other books out there giving couples advice?
Well, you're right, January. There's hundreds and hundreds of books out there on marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But our particular book is very interactive, okay? It's actually set up as a 9-week study, and couples must engage with the book, all right?
Okay.
So it's more than just reading the book. It's
mm-hmm.
very practical. They have to engage with the book, and they have to communicate with one another throughout
mm-hmm.
the book. So it's helping the couple, too, as they work through this 9-week study, because they must communicate together to be able to get through the book. And lack of communication is a big issue in marriages nowadays.
Oh,
people
sure.
don't communicate well. Actually, some of the multimedia stuff and the texting and the emailing and all of that has taken away our verbal words from one another, but we need those. And
you know,
it's actually created a lack of communication, whether we think so or not.
Yeah, that's so true, because we went out to dinner the other night with some family members and friends, and it was so funny because everyone, all of a sudden, you could see people texting and looking at their emails, and it was cute because we all put our phones on the middle of the table, and we basically said that the first one that picked up the phone had to pay for the dinner.
That was a great idea.
Yeah,
I agree with that one.
I love that.
Absolutely.
And everyone just, you should have seen the looks on their faces. But I think that your book is a fantastic book for couples who have been married a long time, and especially for anyone who is even considering divorce. I think your program would help them reevaluate those kind of big decisions.
Yes, it would. It's a really good book for someone that's considering or even talking about divorce, because the book does cover about every aspect of marriage. So it's going to cover probably whatever issue that couple is dealing with. And if they're willing to apply themselves, you know, plus seek counsel, they should be able to get through that rough spot, bring healing to their marriage, and have a marriage that's flourishing once again.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's time for us to go, and I just want everyone listening to take your advice to jumpstart your bedroom, create intimacy and affection with your spouse and or your mate, whoever you're with, and those are the things, those little things mean so much, and it means so much for us, Reverend Penny, to have you visit with us, and I hope to have you back again, because I'd like to do a show with you on the empty nest syndrome.
That sounds fabulous.
Wonderful. We will schedule that. Thank you so much. All my shows are live. However, you can catch any of these interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for this week are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and astonish you. This is the show where you will hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and then become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments and suggestions are most welcome. If you're interested in checking out our sponsors program, Successimo, go to their website, www.successimo.com, SUCCESSIMO.com. You can look it over and sign on without any financial obligations whatsoever. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. So for now, my dear friends, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest today, the Reverend Penny Lusendorf. We look forward to having you back, and thank you so much for helping us jumpstart our marriages. This is January Jones. Thanking you, my listeners, for joining me on my journey today and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity. As you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.